Welcome to the Manufacturing the Future podcast, the show designed to help you future-proof your manufacturing operations. Each episode features interviews with innovative manufacturing leaders and subject matter experts who share their insights and best practices about the technology that can empower you to streamline operations, prepare your organization for what lies ahead, and continue to keep our world turning. I'm your host, Carrie Jordan, Vice President of Product Management at Epicor. Now, for today's episode.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for listening. Welcome to our show where we're talking with leaders in manufacturing who are driving the future of technology in this great industry. Today, I'm speaking with Bob Aronson, the Chief Revenue Officer at Creative Technology and Design. They provide customized ERP solutions and managed services and really specialize in the unique needs of aerospace and defense manufacturers, who we've actually had on the show before. So this is a great opportunity to go behind the scenes from Bob's perspective to really understand the dynamics that are driving this particular industry vertical and to get into the kinds of innovative technology we see leveraged to support compliance in this exciting space. Bob, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here, Carrie.
As we begin, let's get to know you. Can you tell us about your background and how your journey brought you to Creative?
Sure. So many years ago, I was actually an officer in the Air Force. I had the pleasure to serve our great country at Kennedy Space Center, where I was launch director for the first military satellite that went inside the space shuttle. It was a great opportunity to learn how large programs work, and more specifically, how getting technology off the ground into space and be able to manage that level of technology for many years. So I've been able to leverage that experience from my early days in the military throughout my entire career. As everyone probably remembers, there was a catastrophic accident. The Challenger had a misfortune on launch. I was there during that time. And we unfortunately had to take all of our programs and essentially mothball them, put them into storage for a number of years until we could really determine the root cause. What caused that catastrophic accident in January? So I took the opportunity to look at my career, and I actually separated from the Air Force shortly, about a year after the launch, and I got into a different form of technology. I actually became a partner in an ERP solution network, and we actually built that organization, and we sold it. I did it again and sold it. And all that technology was centered around Microsoft ERP. So I've actually built three successful ERP solution providers, helping a variety of manufacturers understand how to leverage technology. I successfully sold two of them, and I am working on my building out our third ERP solution provider, specifically focused in aerospace and defense, and helping the manufacturing community understand technology. When I sold my second firm, I actually went to work at Microsoft. I ran ERP industry sales for manufacturing and then a host of other industries. This was an exciting time at Microsoft. We were growing 150%+ on our ERP platforms. And then I had a separation from Microsoft and I got recruited by Epicor. And I actually came over to Epicor, ran Americas sales at Epicor. And fortunately, I've been able to take that experience of working for very large publishers, and my solid military background, and build an aerospace and defense practice at Creative, where today I'm Chief Revenue Officer, helping manufacturing customers understand how to leverage technology to either obtain or maintain compliance in a very rapidly growing industry. So I'm excited to be here and share some of my insights with the manufacturing community.
Bob, first of all, thank you for your service. It's wonderful and really exciting to hear that just diverse background of experiences. So on this show, we like to explore all types of technologies in manufacturing. And as your organization really specializes in ERP and the experience that you've had in ERP, and then of course for aerospace and defense, what is it about ERP that helps the companies that you work with address the challenges that they're facing?
Yeah, great question, Carrie. Well, first, let me just explain. In the defense industrial base, there are about 300,000 companies supplying either parts, pieces, or solutions to the Department of Defense to maintain our dominance in the world. Annual cybercrime into that defense industrial base is over $600 billion. So it's a massive problem that our defense is trying to fix. Keep the bad guys out of our trade secrets and help us maintain a dominance in the global world. In the past, companies had to be compliant, and their compliance was a self-audit. So even today, a supplier, manufacturer can tell the government that we are compliant, and all they're really doing is telling the government that we do understand the rules and we are in compliance with the rules. But we know the very small, medium, and very large companies are spending a lot of money understanding and trying to comply. So the government, Department of Defense, and the State Department have combined forces to put together a CMMC, Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, which is essentially taking a number of governmental requirements and putting them into a new regulation that requires a third-party audit organization. And for the first time, prime contractor is going to be able to ask their supply chain, are you compliant with CMMC? And you must answer, yes, or I'm on my journey. If you don't understand or you're not compliant, you will lose the contract and it will have an impact in your revenue and potentially our ability to serve our soldiers out on the front lines. So it is vital that all supply chain, all the industrial base are compliant with the CMMC requirements. If you don't understand them, please learn them and understand them and the impact to the defense industrial base. ERP technology is a key component in that supply chain and in that CMMC requirement. There is a requirement that your ability to get onto the internet and then how your technology addresses the internet from a search capability is super critical. Just imagine that the bad guys are trying to find any loophole into our network and find what's going on inside the U.S. Department of Defense industrial base. Any little piece of data can help. We actually had a customer that manufactured brackets that hold a F-35 seat into the cockpit of the airplane. They said, I'm just making a simple bracket that holds the seat up. Well, if the bad guys could understand what is that bracket, maybe they can't get the drawings or the blueprint for that bracket, but maybe they could get how many times that machine pumped out a bracket. So now they would get an understanding of what is the size of the F-35 and how many F-35 aircraft do we have either in production or in use. That is key information for the bad guys to understand about our industrial bits. And that simple example goes throughout the entire defense industrial base. So it's super critical that our supply chain is adhering to CMMC, and it is super critical that they're adopting good technology to help them manage what they're manufacturing. Another example that I'll share with the group, Carrie, we had a customer that said that they were doing a good job managing their compliance with the government. And they had been in business for 50 years, doing about $75 million a year, mostly with the government. And for the most part, thought they were compliant. Unfortunately, they manufactured a part that went on a helicopter that had a fatality, a crash and a fatality. As you would expect, the investigation board came in and did a thorough investigation of cause of that incident. They determined that that manufacturer was not at fault for the accident. However, they could not substantiate the information they provided the government. And when it was all said and done, 3 months later, that particular manufacturer is no longer in business. So a $75 million company, family owned for 50 years, is no longer in business because they could not comply with what they had provided the government. And we're seeing more and more examples of this. In fact, the CEO, the CIO, and the CFO are potentially up on criminal charges with the Department of Defense for noncompliance. So depending on where you sit in the industrial base, the importance, it is super critical that the manufacturers are adhering to the CMMC and improving on technology.
great examples. I mean, it just goes to show how absolutely critical this kind of control compliance really is in the manufacturing process. I mean, so this show is sponsored by Epicor. You know, I'm with Epicor, and I can say we work so closely with creative, really rely on your team's real expertise in this space as we work with customers in the aerospace and defense to really ensure that they, as you said, understand CMMC, are on their journey, or are already compliant. So absolutely, absolutely critical. And, you know, that kind of compliance is difficult, right? Because technology is constantly evolving. So companies have to continue to evolve. How does creative technology and design help support aerospace and defense manufacturers, you know, as they have to evolve their business, as they're going down digital transformation journeys, especially when it comes to the ERP solutions?
Yes. So, Carrie, as you mentioned, Creative is a great partner with Epicor and the Kinetic application. So it's the only ERP platform that we built our solution on. And what we've essentially done is we've listened to our customers, we've listened to the industry, and because of our 15 plus years working with Epicor and Epicor Kinetic, or the previous versions, we have a good understanding of what is technology, what are our customers need to be compliant, and more importantly, what is the industry telling them they need to do? So we put together not just a practice around how we market, how we sell, and how we support our customers, but that is super critical. So we are an ITAR regulated organization. So we understand the importance of that. Because we're an ITAR regulated organization, we actually screen all of our customers against an ITAR party list. It is an embedded rule and requirement inside ITAR regulations. Interesting statistic, of the 250 customers that we have, less than 10% of them are actually doing the ITAR party screening, and they claim to be ITAR regulated. So that is just one small example of what the CMMC is going to help identify and potentially fix. So when we look at some of the technology or capability that our aerospace and defense manufacturers are looking for, it really is centered around how can we let technology improve their operation and put a minimal impact on the resources or the people that they have inside their organization. Because unfortunately, people do make mistakes, and it's those mistakes that get us in trouble. So from a capability perspective, every single defense manufacturer must have contract loadout. And simply put, it's taking a clause, it might be a DFAR, might be quality, or some other regulatory requirement that an OEM says, you must produce your part to these criteria. And anything you produce, anything you buy, or anything that you would then have a follow-on sales order to, must also comply. And so we call that contract flowdown, taking those clauses and attaching them automatically to any purchase order, any production order, or any future sales order. And then on the back end of the process, as you produce the product, you must produce a certificate of conformance. So that CFC then has a supporting list of documentation. We call it as-built reporting. So everything that was produced under that contract, you must produce any of the library of history of non-conformances. You must produce who you bought it from, verify that their suppliers met the requirement, and you actually produced with controls for export against the original contract. You must certify that in a CFC. Kinetic now has the ability with the Creative Aerospace and Defense solution to handle that entire contract operation automatically, right out of the box capability. Some of the other capability that we're bringing to the Kinetic platform is managing suppliers, managing their certification, making sure that those suppliers are in compliance, handling corrective action, and handling the root cause of those corrective actions, handling first article inspection and flight worthiness tests. As part of the ITAR and soon CMMC requirement, managing screening against the ITAR party list or managing your customers. DCAA, which is a high commodity if you're doing direct billing with the government, how you manage labor and compliance against DCAA requirements and earned value, all part of the creative aerospace and defense solution. So we're adding a lot of capability directly into the Kinetic platform to help our customers, combined customers, maintain and stay compliant with the CMMC rules and regulations. It's an exciting time for us.
Yeah, and it's really an end-to-end comprehensive solution. So it helps. I mean, it's really half the battle to just know what it is you even need to do to be compliant. But then it's wonderful to have this out-of-the-box type of portfolio that would help companies not only understand what they need to do, but then actually do it to be compliant. So that's great. And really, compliance has been so critical across all industries, but particularly within aerospace and defense. Can you talk a little bit about how you would help support the full supply chain within aerospace and defense manufacturing?
Yeah. So when we think of the supply chain, it's really how can technology help the manufacturer maintain compliance, leveraging technology. So ERP is a critical part. And when we think about ERP, most are going to think about the supply chain. How do we buy, maintain that inventory of raw goods? How do we handle the financial side? So the income statement, the balance sheet, how do we pay our vendors? How do we pay our suppliers? How do we actually produce from a production standpoint? And then how do we manage the shop floor? Typical ERP type capabilities. On the front side of that, aerospace and defense manufacturers actually have to manage the engineering side. So how do I need to manage and build and design those products for sustainability? So Epicor has a PLM offering, Epicor PLM, which is fully integrated with Epicor Kinetic. And we are the supplier and the implementation partner for Epicor PLM in North America. So we help our customers understand and leverage PLM for those engineering challenges. And then trying to optimize this portfolio of technology, how do we report upon it? How do we manage information and data? And how do we leverage that to make informed decisions using business intelligence and analytics? And then how do we integrate the specific machines that are on the floor, get that information into the analytics engine and help report upon that, all with the sole goal of optimization for the entire technology platform, be able to produce higher quality parts with less cost, driving increased profitability and utilization of all the resources that a manufacturer has to offer. So when we look at the portfolio of technology that we're bringing to our aerospace and defense customers, leveraging the platforms that Epicor is bringing to market has really helped our company, but more importantly, really is helping our customers understand and leverage technology.
Yeah. Yes, I see that. Well, I always ask for advice for our listeners as those that are looking to build their manufacturing businesses. I feel like you've already shared a lot of great guidance. But what other advice would you share for those listening in?
Yeah, I do have the opportunity to speak to all of our prospects and customers. We're often speaking at shows and events about technology, specifically for aerospace and defense. There's three pieces of advice that I'll share with a couple of examples, Gary. First is upgrading and stabilization of the technology. The second piece would be how to leverage and optimize that technology. And then the third piece is time. Don't wait. So when we look at stabilization and upgrading of the technology, everyone goes through an evaluation. No one just starts writing checks. But understand who and what you're evaluating. Have a plan. Make sure you understand compliance in that discussion with the partner. If the people you're talking to, the vendors, solution providers, partners that you're talking to, don't understand CMMC, if they're not ITAR regulated, the question might be, how are they going to help you on that journey? ERP vendors are all good. They all have greatness in their product. They were all designed and serve a purpose in a specific customer base, but they're all not the same. So you need to make sure that the vendors you're looking at have great solutions specifically for aerospace and defense manufacturing. The more focus, the better you're going to be. So I encourage you to really reach out to those vendors. If you're working with a partner like Creative, look at their website, understand who they are and how they can help you in aerospace and defense manufacturing, not just ERP. And when I say leverage technology, the first journey is selecting the technology, selecting the ERP. The next part of that journey is obviously getting it live. And that could take, you know, 3 to 9, 12 months. But what happens after that? You've made a large investment in the technology. How are you going to leverage it in the future? Technology is changing. Rules, requirements, and compliance is changing. How are you going to be able to leverage with that company? How are they going to be able to help? It's super critical. And the last piece of advice is don't wait. Time is your enemy. If you remember the Y2K challenge we had, there was a lot of hype building up to Y2K and people needed to change technology. Believe it or not, supply is somewhat limited and demand is very high. And as we get closer to the finalization of CMMC and putting it into compliance and people start losing contracts, the demand is high and supply is not as high. We actually had a customer that started working with us back in January, February. They were in a position to sign a contract in March, April timeframe. It took them until September to pull the trigger and sign the contract. They are spending $100,000 a month effective January 1 to stay in their current platform. So their delay is potentially costing them $500,000 of extra money because it took them too long. So I encourage customers to understand what your needs are, how that partner can leverage it, and act extremely quickly but thorough. Because when the CMMC requirements come, you will lose contracts if you're not compliant. It's not good for our frontline soldiers. It's not good for business. And I encourage everyone to take advantage and don't wait. Act quickly but efficiently.
Great guidance. Absolutely. All the reasons you said. Also, you talked about the cyber criminals, and that activity is only rapidly accelerating. So yeah, don't wait. Don't wait.
Don't wait. Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been such a great conversation. As we wrap up, for anyone who wants to learn more about Creative Technology and Design or connect with you, where should they go?
Sure. So Creative has a great website, lots of valuable information. It's ctnd.com. And on our website, we've got lots of videos and educational material on aerospace and defense manufacturing. If you navigate to epicor.com and go under industry, aerospace and defense industry, there's a lot of rich content on the epicor.com site. It will take you back to the Creative site. So we are Epicor's aerospace and defense partner. So the two sites are linked together. If you'd like to reach out to me and connect with me, I've got an updated profile on LinkedIn, or feel free to send me an email. My address is baronson, B-A-R-O-N-S-O-N, at ctnd.com. I look forward to connecting with you.
Thank you so much, Bob. This is wonderful.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks, everyone.
That was Bob Aronson, the Chief Revenue Officer at Creative Technology and Design. They provide customized ERP solutions and managed services specializing in aerospace and defense. Thank you to Bob, and thank you to everyone listening. Thank you for being a part of the future of manufacturing.
Thank you for listening to Manufacturing the Future, brought to you by Epicor. For the latest episodes, search for the show on your podcast platform of choice. Make sure to subscribe to get notified when a new episode is released. To learn more about Epicor, visit epicor.com.